Brad Davidson, Morty T.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, thank you, mate. Now, Leah Kilner, better news, continues to improve. What, she's visited the stables of Rob Heathcote?
Yeah, that was the news early this week, guys. Ben Doge did a story there on RaceNet yesterday that said that her mum drove her out to Eagle Farm there to visit the stables of Rob Heathcote. A bit of a surprise visit out of hospital. The doctors allowed her to head out there and sort of visit some of her favourite horses, and supposedly quite an emotional visit as well. Obviously, that a very nasty fall. Everyone feared the worst. And, you know, we were just so pleased in the racing industry that we got some good news there, and that Leah continues to make that slow recovery. So that was the news earlier this week out at the Eagle Farm Stables with Rob Heathcote, and no doubt an emotional day for all.
What's this big announcement from Racing New South Wales?
Yeah, 10 a.m. I think is it this morning, Loz? You probably know a bit more than me, but reading around the tracks, I'm assuming there might be some more prize money announcements, but we'll wait to see what's going to happen there at 10 a.m. this morning. So looking forward to that announcement and seeing what happens. It feels like every couple of months there's a new announcement, isn't there, at the moment? So we'll see how that pans out this morning. But yeah, maybe some more prize money. We'll wait.
Good,
and see, but
good time to be racing horses in New South Wales.
Absolutely. There is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, as an owner, as a jockey, as a trainer, you know, all the industry participants, they all get a kickback with this, don't they? With the jockeys getting a percentage of prize money, the trainers, and of course all the owners, you know, been racing for huge prize money now at the moment. So, yep, everyone gets a slice of the pie there, and yeah, I suppose, yeah, that's you know, good news for the racing industry, 100%.
Yeah, more money for the owners, I reckon, which is great because it keeps them in horses, doesn't it? Really. Hey, Brad, there's 186 nominations for the Melbourne Cup, 143 from Australian, 43 internationals. What do you make of that? It's just we're going to get some more internationals over here.
Yeah, huge numbers. Obviously, the internationals dropped off a bit last year with all the new restrictions and whatnot. I was a fan of those restrictions, though, because, as I've sort of said on the show a number of times, you know, last year's Melbourne Cup was a success. You know, before that, we were having a lot of issues with horses not, you know, making the entire race and whatnot. And it was becoming a concern, particularly the fact that so many people watch horse racing one day a year on that Melbourne Cup. You know, that's becoming, obviously the Everest becoming a big part of that as well. But with those internationals, we're having a lot of issues and things like that. So I like the fact they actually tightened the rules there, because something had to be done to you know, with the image of the sport and everything. But good to see 43 internationals this year and a big set of local nominations as well. Obviously that'll get whittled down as the time goes on until the first Tuesday in November, but big list there to start, which is always healthy and that, and yeah, well, sure, it'll be another big race come November.
What winners have you got for us today, Davo?
I've got a couple there I don't mind. One, race 7, number 9, Vienna Reigns, my roughie of the day there at Canterbury. I just think he sets up all right there today off a couple of soft trials without the blinkers. He wears the blinkers on race day, didn't have them in the trials, and he won first up last preparation. All his recent first up runs actually have been pretty acceptable. He gets a good run on the map, and I just thought at double figure odds, he could definitely run as a race. Race 7, number 9, Vienna Reign. And the best of the day for me, race 3, number 10, Miss Salty there at Geelong. I really like that effort at Sale on debut. She gapped third. She just beaten by one that's gone to Caulfield and run well since. And look, there's a couple of resuming there that have been in group races in the past, but not the strongest group races, and I think they'll be back in the pack a bit where she should be out in front rolling along, making her own luck, and I think she'll be hard to run down.
Thank you so much, Davo. Have a good day.
No worries, guys.